Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Friday on WEEI. We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. A reminder to check out our interviews with DeMarcus Covington and Mike Owenu. They're up now on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. I'd say Covington was a little more prickly about it, which makes sense. He's one of the ones responsible for not getting Marcus Jones on the field. He's not at the top of the list, but he's one of the guys who was here in 2022 who could have let the head coach and or offensive coordinator, I should say, know. Michael Owenu called him a great offensive player, and we need great players on the field.
Yes,
so
he did.
I thought that also was noteworthy.
It's also crazy for Covington to say he's like Travis Hunter. And I know what he was like, I meant a compliment for both,
which.
I read as a compliment for both. Yeah. But he wanted to clarify that like it wasn't a shot.
It wasn't a shot at Travis Hunter. Yeah.
It wasn't.
No.
But he knew that. But then Mayo makes it so much worse when he's like, yeah, we have these conversations all the time. It's like all the time.
Yeah,
so you had them all
never
the time
talking
in 4
about
months.
It.
You didn't get this information out there? It's crazy. Crazy.
Classic. Classic Gerard Mayo-led New England Patriots. But speaking of the Pats, they get the Dolphins on Sunday. I think it's time, Keith.
Let's go.
For Keith's keys to Pats and Dolphins.
Keith, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keith presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, more of them come correct. And you're like see, I told you.
Keith's keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keith's keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keith's keys.
It's Keith's keys.
Not a moment too soon, Jones. Here we go. It is Patriots Dolphins keys to the game. Patriots coming to this one 3-8. The Dolphins are 4-6. Patriots are getting 7.5 points, and I believe the highest over under of the season for the Patriots at 46.5.
Oh yeah,
they're gonna play this game from Hard Rock Stadium, Miami Gardens, Florida, 1 o'clock sharp on Sunday. Let's dive into the keys. Here we go. Dolphins are not fish, so saying squish the fish is just ignorant. Tua Tagovailoa is undefeated against the Patriots, but Drake May has never lost to the Dolphins, so something's gotta give.
It really does.
Dolphins are considered one of the smartest animals on Earth, which is bad news for Alex Van Pelt, who didn't even realize Marcus Jones had played offense.
They're going to be ready. They're going to be on their toes.
I hope so.
Flippers.
Speaking of the Patriots offense, Jones, the Pats have generated over 300 yards in back-to-back games with 328 yards of offense at Chicago and 382 yards versus the LA Rams. If the Patriots offense has at least 300 yards this week at Miami, it'll be the first time the team has produced 300 yards of offense in three straight games since the 2021 season.
Mac Jones is an explosive offense.
Dolphins can live up to 50 years, and God willing, I will too.
I think you got it.
I hope so.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
It's been a rough couple of years here, so I wouldn't cash that. Like Jaylen Brown, Dolphins can hold their breaths for a long time.
I still don't believe Jaylen.
Running back Ramondre Stevenson enters this week in 11th place in team history with 2,850 rushing yards and needs 68 yards this week against the Dolphins to move past running back LeGarrette Blount into 10th place on the New England all-time list.
Wow, move over, LG.
Former Dolphins offensive lineman Richmond Webb is a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, where he hopes to join fellow lineman Tony Boselli in Canton. However, Bruce Smith doesn't think Boselli should be in.
We should ask Gonzo about Tony Boselli.
Former Dolphins quarterback Dan Marino isn't just the ultimate jock. He's now also appeared in almost 10 television shows and movies. You would obviously know Dan from his appearance in Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. But he really showed off his range in Bad Boys 2, where he played Dan Marino. Little Nicky, where he played Dan Marino. He was Dan Marino on The Simpsons. And in the Hootie and the Blowfish music video for Only Want to Be With You, he was Dan Marino.
I'm sorry, can you say the beginning of that again? It was almost 10.
Almost 10 TV shows and movies. Getting there.
It's enough, yeah.
Getting there. Yeah. Isotoner gloves. The guy can move product for a while. Quarterback Drake May is averaging 9.3 yards per rush with 28 rushing attempts, 260 yards. The highest rushing average for an NFL quarterback in a single season, 8.5 by Michael Vick in 2006.
Wow. Cover of Madden next.
And lastly, Jones, neither team has a Derek. So if you're looking for some Derek football, you won't find any in Miami on Sunday. Sadly.
All right, factor that into all your takeaways for the game.
It's a big number. 7.5 is a big number, Jones. Can they cover this spread? Or do you got them winning outright?
I don't have that.
No.
But covering, you know what? Until I heard that Dan Marino was an almost...
Yeah,
almost 10 movies and television programs. I wasn't sure, but I'm going to say they cover the 7.5. It's Friday, Keith. I'm always talking myself into something with the Pats by Friday.
Fair. He's not the ultimate jock.
No.
Or not just the ultimate jock. I mean, he is an incredible quarterback. Yeah, I don't know, Jones. I look at it and I think 7.5 is a big number. I think
it's kind of a sucker line, though, isn't it? When you see 7.5, you're like, oh, they're asking me to bet that. They want me to bet that.
They're begging me to bet that.
Yeah.
Although I have decided for the first time in weeks in fantasy football, I am playing Jalen Waddle.
Oh, really?
I drafted him. I've barely played him. But I'm like, they just got torched by Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp last week.
Fair.
I feel like Hill and Waddle could both have a good game. So, this one's tough. I think I'll take the Pats to cover. But I've not been able to pick the Pats very well the last five games or so.
Okay. We both have the Patriots covering. Keith starting Jalen Waddle in fantasy. That's a bold move. He can't score less than David Njoku scored for me last night.
No,
so that is that is a bold move. So those are the keys. Let's give you this week's Verizon matchup, which is going to focus on Marcus Jones. Do you think we see him on offense this week, Keith? Do you think they like overcompensate?
Yep. I think he starts the game and he gets the first three carries.
They like way over. They just lean into it.
They run like a wildcat with him. You're like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
You got a quarterback. No,
you just barely learned he plays on offense. Now you're going to go, you just got him running wildcat plays and starting the game? What are you doing? You're doing too much.
Joke's on you guys. We knew it the whole time. We've been prepared for this the whole time. No, I bet he plays, I bet he gets two snaps on offense.
That's what he got last week. So not more action.
No. My official prediction is same.
Well, it's fair. If they play him a lot more, it does really seem like they've stumbled into something. Whereas they play him last week, it's like, no, that was the plan. We're not overreacting to anything.
It's
We're
true.
Just going to give
him
these two plays. They go back to burying him. So there you go. That's the Verizon matchup. It's brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of your New England Patriots. How much do they use Marcus Jones on Sunday? It's a good question. At 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. You can start jumping in line as well. For WEEI Afternoons, you got Arkin. You got Hart on a Patriots Friday. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, on the way next, Keith, it's time for Grab Bag.